Sherry with the Texas Zoo again. And we're here with another animal. Danielle is going to kind of help me. Would you like to take this one out for me?
Sure.
This is a very unpopular animal. It's a bull snake, a very large bull snake. Danielle, are they climby?
No, they're actually kind of scaly, to tell you
right.
the truth.
They're scaly and they're kind of cold, aren't they? They aren't, they're not wet and slimy like a lot of people
mm-hmm.
think. Snakes are cold-blooded, like the alligator we saw earlier, and they adapt their body temperature to the same as the environmental temperature out here. This, although we call this a bull snake, it's actually a gopher snake, a pine gopher snake. There's about 5 different subspecies of gopher snakes found around the southern United States. The bull snake is one of them, and the Louisiana pine snake is another. The Louisiana pine snake is an endangered species. You know what that is? An endangered species?
It's one that's almost extinct.
That's right. It's not extinct yet, but it is endangered. That means that you can't kill them, you can't hunt them, you have to leave their habitat alone, you can't disturb their habitat. And the Louisiana pine snake is found in East Texas in the piney woods. Makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
You have any other questions?
Where do they come from?
Well, the bull snake is found here in South Texas, and they live a lot under brush and in the brushy South Texas area. He's quite active. I think the sun has warmed him up tremendously. He was cold this morning. They eat small rodents. They eat eggs. They will get in a chicken house and eat eggs. You getting a little too close to your hand there? He's probably about the size that he would normally get in the wild. He's pretty good size.
How big is he?
He's probably about 5 foot long. We call him El Toro. That's his name at the zoo. We just recently got him. We just acquired him since we lost most of our snakes during the flood last October. He's a newcomer. We've only had him for about a month now. They are constrictors, which means that they wrap around their prey to kill them, and he squeezes them and then he eats them. So,
how much can they weigh?
He probably weighs about 2.5-3 pounds. Let's see what else I have down here. Oh, this is a big guy. This is a Texas tortoise. This animal is a threatened species here in Texas. Which means